In this bulletin, the Prime Minister pays tribute to US President George W. Bush. The Australian government commits a record $20 million to help rebuild northern Iraq. And tributes flow for cycling commentator Paul Sherwin. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Prime Minister has paid tribute to former US President George H.W. Bush. The 41st president died late on Friday at his Houston home, aged 94. Scott Morrison says Mr. Bush personified the vision for the world that unites Australia and the United States.
We have no greater friend than the United States. We have no greater ally. We have been together for a century and more. It is a bond that is built in what we believe and the sort of world we want to live in.
Senators will vote on a Labor bill to remove the right of religious schools to discriminate against gay students after the coalition government won support for a delay. Legislation was due to be voted on this afternoon, but government Senate leader Matthias Cormann suspended the debate, ensuring protections will not be in place this year. Labor Senate leader Penny Wong has accused the Morrison government of upending the Senate because it's worried about losing a lower house vote, where the coalition no longer commands a majority.
He's lost control. This is an indication of the chaos that is the Morrison government, that they have to upend the Senate and not vote on protecting LGBTIQ kids because they're so worried about the lack of control they have of the House of Representatives. Do you know what the decent thing to do would be? Call an election. Call an election and stop perverting the processes of the Senate.
The Cabinet Minister Michaelia Cash argued the opposition's plan would prevent religious schools from enforcing rules while making students attend chapel.
Labor's bill completely removes the ability of religious educational institutions to maintain their ethos through what they teach and the rules of conduct they impose on students.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten introduced a bill to the lower house this morning mirroring the draft laws before the Senate. The Australian government has announced it will commit a record $20 million to help rebuild northern Iraq. It's been just over a year since Mosul was retaken from IS, and while more than 4 million people have returned to their homes, almost 1.9 million people remain displaced. The money will go towards building water, sanitation and hygiene facilities, as well as neighbourhood security, community centres, legal protection for property rights and health networks. A consortium of non-government organisations and local partners led by Save the Children Australia will undertake the 2.5-year project. Head of Humanitarian Affairs at Save the Children, Rowan Kent, has welcomed the news.
As we know, in Iraq at the moment, there's over 1.8 million people still displaced, and a lot of the reconciliation and healing of the country will be supported by these people returning safely home. Many of these people are affected by mental and physical disabilities as a result of the conflict, and a lot of this funding will go to providing holistic community services.
An alarming spike in the number of Australians taking their own lives last year has prompted the government to call an emergency mental health summit. More than 3,000 people died as a result of suicide in 2017, a 9.1% increase from a year earlier. Due to a large drop in 2016, the figure is still less than it was 3 years ago, but Health Minister Greg Hunt says the deeply concerning numbers forced him to act. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Tributes continue to flow for cycling commentator Paul Sherwin following his sudden passing. Sherwin died overnight at his home in Uganda. For the past 30 years, he commentated on cycling races around the world alongside Phil Leggett. Sherwin won 2 British national championships before becoming an integral part of SBS's Tour de France coverage. Paul Sherwin was 62. Let's take a look at Tuesday's weather now. It'll be a cloudy day in Perth, a top of 24 in Adelaide, sunny and 27, partly cloudy in Melbourne, 20 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, 19. Fine weather for Canberra, 27 degrees, partly cloudy in Wollongong, 21. Partly cloudy also in Sydney, 24, much the same in Newcastle, 25, a late shower or two in Brisbane and 30 degrees. In Cairns, a shower or two and 35, and partly cloudy in Darwin, a top of 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.